Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by our medical expert, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Jack Challum. And those of you who just tuned in, we spent the first hour talking about calcium and bone health and osteoporosis and all sorts of stuff like that and what you can do about it. And we're going to talk a little bit this second hour about joint health. But before we do that, we had Peter, you still on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Peter, you know, one of the things you might do is take your protein, your whey protein, for example, and just use it a few different times a day. Try doing that. Try breaking it down. Instead of taking one big dose, take about four doses and see what that does for you. That's the best advice we could give you on that subject because, you know, just it seems like you're getting an untoward reaction with the protein. So just try breaking it up into about four doses instead of taking it all in one dose.
Okay. Artie, I take the Twin Lab Amino Fuel, and it's got 15 grams of...
Yeah, but that's a smaller dose.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I said take it in smaller doses. Try that if you want to do that.
I appreciate your advice. Thanks, Artie.
All right, Peter.
Yeah, Arnie, I was thinking of something very similar over the commercial break, and that was just using a little bit less of the protein, and it occurred to me that people who are on super high-protein diets, like the old Atkins diet, tended to get very constipated because they weren't consuming enough vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition, I would just suggest trying to eat more in the way of high-fiber veggies and high-fiber fruits just to keep things a little bit looser.
Good idea. Good idea. Okay. Thanks again for that call, Peter. All right. I said the second hour we talked a little bit about joint health. We spent the first hour, all that exciting stuff about calcium and vitamin D and vitamin K. Okay, when we talk about joints, when we talk about natural products for the joints, we think about glucosamine, chondroitin, we think about MSM, we think about hyaluronic acid, we think about Selidrin, we think about fish oil, you know, with all other anti-inflammatories. Why do these things impact the joints, Jack? And what is it that's happening with the joints that we need all of these things?
Well, again, let's start with a big picture view. Nutrients are really the foundation of everything that happens in our bodies from a biochemical standpoint. And cartilage is interesting, and the cartilage is what forms the pads in our joints, such as around the knees and elbows and along the vertebrae. And one of the interesting things about these pads is they form layers, and the layer that's closest to bone most resembles bone. And when you get to the upper layers, they tend to be less rigid. That they are really designed to absorb impact. And there are collagen proteins and there are non-collagen proteins that make up cartilage. And again, the foundation of all these compounds goes back to nutrients, and it's what we eat, it's what we take as supplements, and exercise plays a role again because it seems to just activate cell metabolism compared with being sedentary. And all of the nutrients and supplements you mentioned are very, very important for preserving these pads. And, you know, let's go into a little more detail about some of them.
Okay. Where should we start?
Well, I'm a big fan of glucosamine and chondroitin, and something like 50 studies on people have been done on glucosamine. Most of these have been done in Europe, and overall they show real benefits to taking glucosamine supplements. And this will get into a little bit of kind of like structure of the cartilage, but the non-collagen proteins consist of a group of compounds called proteoglycans, and proteoglycans consist of several different forms of glycosaminoglycans. When you get to this level, then you're really touching on glucosamine sulfate and chondroitin sulfate. And these are key players in this process of building these cartilage pads. And when these pads will wear out, basically we've got bone grinding against bone.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone with bad knees knows how painful that is. But the European studies also show that you can regenerate cartilage by taking glucosamine. There have been fewer studies on chondroitin sulfate, but I think it basically acts in conjunction with glucosamine.
Yeah, I think they are sort of funny actually that it is. They are independent. You know, you would think that if you just take more glucosamine, you'll get the effect of the chondroitin, because chondroitin really is built up of many different glucosamine moieties. And but that's not the case. You know, the studies show that glucosamine has its effect and chondroitin has its effect. So it's important for anybody, for a joint product, to take one that has glucosamine and chondroitin, or take the glucosamine and chondroitin separately. But they both have benefits that you're not going to get just taking more of one.
Yeah, and I think it's important to think of nutrients as members of an orchestra. They're not soloists. And so you do better when you combine nutrients. And some people will benefit just from glucosamine alone. Others need both, and others need a wider array of nutritional supplements to help their joints.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, you talked about building up the cartilage and building up the pads. And one of the other aspects of this is really the anti-inflammatories.
Yeah, and this is part of where fish oils come into the picture. And I know Solgar's got some great fish oil products, mm-hmm. including one derived from Alaskan salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Fish oils inhibit the activity of a family of enzymes called agrocanases. These enzymes are involved in the breakdown of cartilage. So if you want to prevent the breakdown, if you want to prevent the breakdown of cartilage from getting worse than it currently is, fish oils are really one of the supplements you should be taking. And in a sense, this is part of their larger anti-inflammatory effect.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know there are other anti-inflammatory compounds. I know, for example, Solgar has a glucosamine that they combine with something called Selidrin.
Yeah, Selegrin is a very interesting product, and Solgar has a standalone Selegrin product. They've got Selegrin combined with glucosamine.
Mm-hmm.
Selegrin is really a proprietary blend of fatty acids, and these fatty acids seem to support this anti-inflammatory role that most of the fatty acids are really great at. So Selegrin is a great companion supplement to the fish oils for people with bad joints.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. All right. All right, we're going to pause for a short break. When we come back, we're going to discuss one other substance that's come into play last few years called hyaluronic acid, and we'll see how that figures into this joint health equation. Okay, you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Chalom, will be back after these messages.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements and professional guidance, and how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com. by phone at 1-800-633-1106 or in the stores. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3 and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Do you have mushroom wisdom? In Asia, medicinal mushrooms are relied upon for their unique ability to promote health and well-being. Now, Mushroom Wisdom brings the immunity-boosting benefits of maitake mushrooms to your everyday healthy lifestyle in maitake defraction supplements. Defraction is a proprietary compound largely responsible for maitake's immune support benefits. Mushroom Wisdom extracts defraction from the purest maitake mushrooms, grown in a pristine environment free of pesticides and fertilizers, and brings it to you in defraction tablets, capsules, and tincture. Mushroom Wisdom introduced maitake extract to America nearly 20 years ago. Its maitake defraction supplements are now relied upon by a large number of healthcare professionals and consumers for ultimate immune support, and defraction has been used in numerous cancer studies at leading university medical centers. Experience the immune-boosting properties of Mushroom Wisdom maitake defraction supplements.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Jack Challum. And we're in the midst of our discussion of joint health. And I said we would talk about one other product called hyaluronic acid. How does that fit into this equation, Jack?
This is a substance that increases the viscosity or fluidity of joint fluid. And in the joints, we basically have a lot of water-like compounds. Part of the cushioning effect of cartilage really is related to the fact that these cells contain a huge amount of water. And hyaluronic acid basically seems to increase in an odd way that quote-unquote water retention, which is very good in the joints. Used to be that hyaluronic acid was only available through injections.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, there are now supplements that provide it as well. And it seems to survive the digestive tract and seems to enhance joint health.
Now, are there any actually published studies on using it orally, showing it enhanced joint
health?
You
know, I would have to go looking through PubMed. But I did do an article on the oral supplements a while back, and it did seem like there were some studies. I'm not sure offhand if they were human studies or animal studies, but it certainly is promising.
All right. I know this one is derived from a BioCell collagen, which also has other things present in addition to hyaluronic acid. It also has some chondroitin and some collagen type 2. So, yeah, I could see it being a little bit of a promising product for people with joint problems.
Yeah, I think you're referring to the Solgar hyaluronic acid 120 milligrams.
Absolutely.
Supplement. And the collagen type 2 is also interesting. This is in the formulas. Well, and it comes from chicken or bovine sources, and the type 2 collagen seems to stimulate the production of cartilage cells. Again, it helps counteract the age-related breakdown of these cells.
Yeah, definitely a worthwhile supplement. It's hyaluronic acid, 120 milligrams, and you just need one a day, which makes it all very nice. Okay, let me give you folks the phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. You can give us a call, talk about joint products, or if you want to talk about bone calcium products, vitamin D, vitamin K, any of those things, give us a call. We'll be glad to talk to you. Okay, let's say hello to Joe from Holland, Pennsylvania. Hi, Joe.
Hi there. Yeah. I have a question. My wife is taking calcium.
Right.
Vitamin D, vitamin K7, and last month she added strontium, 680 milligrams of strontium to that regimen.
Okay.
Would you comment on the strontium, please?
Sure, if you want me to. Strontium is, in my estimation, okay, strontium is not a first-line supplement for osteoporosis. If you're I think people should be doing all the things that we discussed the first hour, the calcium, the magnesium, the vitamin D, the vitamin K2. Get plenty of good exercise, weight-bearing exercise, where you're on your feet and doing exercise, doing a little maybe lifting light weights if you can get to a gym. That would be what I call first-line therapy for osteoporosis or osteopenia. If that isn't working, then you add the strontium.
Well, she's doing all that.
Yeah, strontium has an effect all on its own, but strontium in the doses that it is used, 680 milligrams, you know, is way beyond what we'll call a nutritional dose. Strontium in nature is not found in, we don't normally get that much strontium in our diets. So the strontium that she's taking is really at I'll use the term, a drug-like dosage, which doesn't make it bad. It's just, you know, not in the same nutritional category as calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, or vitamin K.
So what she's trying to do is she's trying to overcome the osmox that she was taking?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not saying the strontium is a good thing. What do you think, Jack?
I would first look at the diet, and if you're eating a lot of veggies, you'll probably be getting a lot of strontium that way. And I agree with you, Arnie. It wouldn't be part of my first line of supplements. It's what I would include if I'm doing all the right things, calcium, D, vitamin K2, and there aren't any benefits. And if she's doing okay, then I'd say there's probably no compelling need to add strontium at this point.
Yeah, I think the problem was she wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Did that answer your question, Joe?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much for the call. Okay, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Give us a call. And once again, I said we'll take calls about calcium, magnesium, bone health, joint health, or any of the products related to it. I was surprised, by the way, Jack, we got a lot of phone calls relating to vitamin K and how it affects, different things. It's people are always so concerned about the vitamin K and how it affects, you know, things like Plavix and Coumadin. No matter when we talk about it, we always get that type of thing.
Well, there's one other benefit to vitamin K that we didn't touch on. It's a little bit off the topic, but there's good research showing that it seems to be of benefit in regulating blood sugar.
Interesting.
And the reason.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you want to continue, it's one of these breaks that I have to do at this time because we have to catch up with traffic. Okay, you're listening to the Wilner Window. We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
What would you do with 37% more energy than you have now? In today's world, we often find ourselves fatigued and tired. In fact, fatigue is the number one complaint in doctors' offices today, and improving energy is the number one request. Now, you can grab an energy drink that will pick you up for a few hours, but the real solution, the scientific solution, the proven solution, is NT Factor, the main ingredient in healthy aging and ProPax. Nutritional Therapeutics just completed their sixth clinical trial on NT Factor with incredible results, showing an average increase in energy by 37% in just 1 week. That's energy all day, every day, not just 5 hours. And when used over a two-month period, studies have shown NT Factor restores your energy and reduces free radicals in your body. Doctor recommended healthy aging with NT Factor and ProPax with NT Factor will make a difference for you. All healthy aging and ProPax products are available at Wilner Chemist. Discount price, of course.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And beware heading into the Bronx now that the ball game is over. This report is brought to you by New Jersey Transit. Over on the Cross Bronx Expressway, you're going to see extra congestion right around the Deegan, and the Deegan's going to be very heavy around Yankee Stadium, traveling north to the Cross Bronx, southbound right on down in towards the RFK Bridge. Belt Parkway eastbound side, Bay 8th Avenue out towards Coney Island Avenue, very slow, though an earlier crash cleared from the left lane. Then heading in towards Cross Bay Boulevard, you have another accident which has been wrapped up. Grand Central eastbound side, there's been an accident off to the shoulder for well over an hour, and folks still slowing down to grab a look, so anticipate delays. Getting across the Hudson River, over at the GW Bridge, about a 20-minute wait heading into town. Lincoln's going to cost you 15. Holland Tunnel's about a 20-minute wait on the outbound side. Inbound side, we're going to be tied up about 10 minutes. Some are stuck in traffic, some aren't. We'll save up to $6.50 when you take the train to the Jersey Shore. Visit njtransit.com/summer for details. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
WOR.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here, stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great, gluten-free, and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia regular and the new flavored versions are now available from Wilner Chemist. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle, you pick the flavor, at half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professional.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view.
let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gotomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Jack Challum. Before we get back to the phones, I want to urge you to check out the sales now in effect at Wilner Chemists. As part of our 100-year anniversary celebration, we have all sorts of great discounts in place, including the four CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, 100, 120, 200, and 400 milligrams on sale at 75% off list. We also have 50% off discounts from Country Life, Doctor's Best, Garden of Life, Heal, Jarrow Formulas, Macro Life, Mushroom Wisdom, New Chapter, Planetary Herbals, Source Naturals, Phytotech, and more. Check Wilner.com for a full listing. Okay, that said, let's talk to Kathy from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Kathy.
Yes, hi. I was calling to find out, you know, you're talking about calcium and bone supplements, and I take a calcium supplement called Bone-Up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering two things. If you take a supplement like that, do you have to separate it from fish oil and other supplements like glucosamine and chondroitin in order to get absorption? And also, this supplement has MK7, and I want to know if MK7 is okay.
The answer to your first part of your question is no, you really don't need to separate it. And MK7 is the form of vitamin K2 that helps to prevent the calcium from depositing in your arteries.
Okay, because I heard you mention MK4 in the first hour,
okay.
And I wasn't sure which was
Jack,
right.
Jack says MK4 is a little better than MK7 for getting the calcium into your bones. Was that right, Jack?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. I haven't seen too many MK4 supplements around. Do you know of one?
And MK4?
Yeah.
There are quite a few out there, right?
Oh, okay.
Carlson.
Okay.
But there are a number of ones. And again, the MK4 seems to be better for bone, and the MK7 form seems to be better for the heart.
Okay. All right.
Does that mean that the one that I'm taking right now is okay? Because I'm taking the Jarrow formula.
Yeah, MK... I don't know. If somebody's taking the MK7, then there is activity for increasing the osteocalcin. Is there not, Jack?
Oh, yeah. Again, these forms seem to convert to each other, but the actual conversion rate seems to be unclear at this point.
The bottom line, Kathy, is you're okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. Roger from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. You're live on the Wilner Window.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
I heard a doctor of science say that you should not take K2 and Natto because they cancel each other out. Is that correct?
Okay. Well, let's talk about what K2 does, and let's talk about what natokinase does. Natokinase, to my understanding, is used to break down fibrin, okay? The sort of material that can also stick to your blood vessels and get a little, make for clots and clogs and stuff like that, okay?
Right.
Now, what does K2 do? Okay, vitamin K2 prevents the calcium from depositing into the arteries. So why would they cancel each other out?
I don't know. That's why. But that's the reason.
Jack,
why
you have anything to add there?
I can't think of why they would cancel each other out. There's a Japanese food called natto, which natto kinase is derived from. But natto itself is probably the richest dietary source of the MK7 form mm-hmm. of vitamin K2.
Yeah.
I think in terms of vitamin K, the more the merrier. And I think if you can have supplemental or dietary forms of all three of the major forms of vitamin K, you're probably better off.
Yeah, absolutely. Although many people, non-Japanese people, really can't stand natto.
Yeah, the taste leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah. Dr. Podell, did you want to weigh in on
that? No, I think you've said it all.
Okay. All right, Roger, that's the answer.
Yeah, when I was using natto, I really was using that as a short form of nattokinase, because I wasn't talking about natto itself. I really meant nattokinase.
Nattokinase.
Kinase. You know, that's why I used natto. I wasn't sure how to pronounce the full one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so they don't cancel each other out.
Not to our understanding.
Okay, I appreciate that very much, gentlemen.
Okay. All righty, 1-800-321-0710. That's our number in the studio. Works all the way from Atlanta. Give us a call, Atlanta. Okay, Mary from the Bronx, welcome to the Wilner Window.
Oh, thank you. I have a very painful knee, and I have been told that it should be replaced. And I'm 79, and I prefer absolutely not have it done. Do you have any help for me, please?
It really depends on the state of your, obviously, your knee and the cartilage and how much is gone. And if it's just a matter of rebuilding some of the cartilage, yes, you can probably avoid a knee replacement. But most likely you probably won't be able to do that. Not seeing, you know, not being your doctor or not knowing any more. By all means, you could use a lot of the supplements we spoke about.
I have tried that, all that.
Then the answer is, unfortunately, if you want to avoid the pain, it's going to be the knee replacement.
What about, you had an ad, I think, today about something, you know, not have the big surgery and get something. It's in New Jersey somewhere.
Oh, it's on the station, maybe, but I don't know. I didn't hear that ad, but
yes, it's all over the station.
Ah, okay. I'm not sure what it is. By all means, get a hold of WOR if you like, and maybe they'll be able to help you. But I don't know, Mary. It doesn't sound too promising, but if you want to give it a try, by all means, sure. All right. Thanks for that call, and good luck. Oh, Rachel from Brooklyn, welcome to the Wilner Window.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi. I missed the first part, you know, of your show. We were talking about vitamin K,
mm-hmm.
and which I was very interested about because I'm trying. My husband is on, you know, on he's had two valve replacements, and he's on Coumadin,
uh-huh.
and you know, of course, the doctors say, you know, avoid the vitamin K. Even though in my calcium supplement I have a little bit of K, mm-hmm. which I do give him, but it doesn't say what kind of K it is. It just says vitamin K as. Hold this a second. I've kept my magnifying glass. I can't read more writing. Vitamin K as phytonadione.
Yeah, that's vitamin K1.
Vitamin K1.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
That's vitamin K1. That's really what they're talking about, that they don't want your husband to have. Now, we have a doctor on the show, Dr. Podell. How do you deal with that when you know they need the vitamin K for their bones and for maybe some other things, and yet they're on Coumadin? What do you tell the
people? Tell them to talk to their doctor.
Let's say she was your patient.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
In other words, the two things are in conflict, and the doctor who's treating is making a judgment that the blood thinning effect is more important than the bone preservation effect for that particular patient. And it isn't something that anybody should be taking on their own without talking to their doctor about it.
Okay. Now, the common blood thinner, well, maybe it's not so common, Coumadin. What about saying to the doctor, hey, doc, how about going over to Plavix?
Well, that's a reasonable thing. I mean, Plavix is an effective anticoagulant, and it has its own downsides. But it's something that you have to talk about and negotiate with the doctor, and you have to make a balance of potential benefits and risks.
Okay, so if the doctor said Plavix is okay, does that mean they could use the vitamin K?
Yes, because Plavix doesn't work on the vitamin K system. It works on different systems.
Okay, did you get all of that, Rachel?
Yes, I think so. So let me just make sure. In other words, even though you say Plavix has downsides, but it doesn't have the downside that vitamin K will interfere.
That's correct. And Plavix's main downside is that you can thin the blood too much and you can bleed. The same downside as Coumadin has.
It's no worse than Coumadin.
No,
right?
And it allows you to take the vitamin K.
It's got the regular downside that Coumadin has, but it's got one advantage that you could take the vitamin K.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, Rachel.
And you say there's different kinds of K. Is it important to get that? You're talking about the K3 and K6, I think.
K4 and K7.
K4 and 7.
MK4, MK7. Those are the two active ones. MK7 usually is more prevalent in the supplements that you'll find around. That's the one which probably would be of good benefit to your husband because it would hopefully prevent some of the calcium from depositing in his arteries and on the valves again.
I see. So it's a special, it has to say MK7 for that.
For that purpose, probably, yes.
I see.
And that's the one you'll find.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
All right, Rachel. Thanks for the call. All right. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio to call to join this exciting discussion. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Challum, will all be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dr. Natalie Engelbart, founder and clinical director of Your Top Life. It's estimated that 75 to 80% of women suffer urinary tract and yeast infections at some point in their lives. What these health problems have in common is that they are often caused by an overgrowth of harmful pathogens. One of the best ways to rebalance your internal flora for optimal female health is by taking a high-quality probiotic supplement like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics Daily. Dr. O'Hara's is my probiotic of choice and the only probiotic that I recommend to my patients because it's backed by over 20 years of scientific research, contains live and viable bacteria, and includes a proprietary strain proven 6 times stronger than other probiotics. I consider Dr. O'Hara's the most remarkable probiotic on the market today for regaining bacterial balance and optimum health.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
As you know, this is Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary. We are celebrating the event with sales, contests, giveaways, and special events. Among the items on sale, we have 6 of our Phytotech herbal supplements featured at one-half price. Here are the products. Antiox Phyto Blend, 1 ounce. Lustrous Hair, 2 ounce. Liver Support, 1 ounce. Allergy Complex, 1 ounce. Green Tea Gao, 2 ounce. And Oregano Oil 70 120 Liquid Vegicaps. All are on sale at one-half price. For more information, go to our website, www.wilner.com, or call 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals since 1911.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Outside the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. And as part of the 100-year anniversary celebration at Wilner Chemist, the two New Chapter products, Zyflamen 60 soft gels and Whole Mega 1000 milligram 60 soft gels, are on sale at one-half price. What a deal. Okay, getting back to the phones, let's talk to Jan from Newton, New Jersey. Hi, Jan.
Yes, hi. I did want to ask Jack about MK4 and MK7. Do either have a negative effect on a very high blood platelet count? Because I do have osteopenia, and I want to take vitamin K2 or MK4.
How high is the platelet count?
Oh, gee. It's around 700.
See, normally you would not expect it to have an effect, but in your condition, you have an effect of disease, which may have special characteristics different from the average person. So I think it's something you'd have to talk with your hematologist about. Okay. In other words, if platelet counts are normally around 400,000, if someone is 400, 450,000, 350,000, I wouldn't have any hesitation to take extra vitamin K. But at 700,000, we're dealing with a different kind of condition.
Right. And I am on medication. Without it, it's around 900,000.
Right. So you discuss it with the physician, and that's the best we can say.
Okay, well, they usually don't know.
No. Well, that's true. Maybe you go on the PubMed, PubMed.gov site, mm-hmm. and I guess put in vitamin K and what? Calcification?
Vitamin K
or osteoporosis? Well,
Get the good information.
Well, first to get the good information to make them care enough to worry about if there's anything bad.
Yeah. All right, good luck, Jan.
Okay, thank you.
In this case, Dr. Padel, what would you think of upping her vitamin D to address the osteopenia?
I think it would probably be very reasonable, but in someone like this, no matter what you do, you have to include the treating physician in on it, even if you have every reason to think it would be totally benign, because he's coordinating her care.
Okay.
All right. There you go, Jen. Good luck again. All right, Ron, calling from Manhattan.
Yes. I heard that either mega doses of D or a large buildup in the blood can cause or lead to constipation.
I don't think I heard that one.
Okay,
Well, number one, what are you talking about, high doses?
Well, I take the liquid drops, and it probably comes out to about 5,000.
Mm-hmm. I would say that would be very, very, very unusual.
Yeah.
Anything can cause anything in any body,
sure.
But no, I would say it would be no.
And also, like the previous gentleman, I had started taking whey. And I ended up with constipation there, so I'm going crazy between the vitamin D and the whey, wondering if both of them or one.
I guess the question is, why do you want to take the whey?
Well, whey for my daily protein.
Don't you eat food?
Oh yeah.
Why do you think you need more protein?
Well, I'm trying to have the proper amount of protein because I'm elderly, and as you have said, you know, too many older people eat carbohydrates, and therefore they're not getting the proper protein. And whey is very convenient, but if it's going to give me constipation, that's a different story.
I don't know why that seems to happen. Obviously, you're the second person it happened to, so it's
today. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's because you're avoiding some of the things that have fiber.
No. I grind a bunch of flaxseed every night for starters, and then raw carrots. But I must say that on some of the lists of bad things for constipation, there is listed dairy in general. So that makes me suspicious of the whey. Anyway, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks.
Anyway, thank you.
Anyway, good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ron. Okay, Madeline from New Rochelle, New York.
Yes, I was wondering about the hyaluronic acid that I had heard that it doesn't work as well on the backbone situation as it does on the other joints, and that somehow it gets stuck in there and doesn't get worked out as much because you don't use your back as much as you do your other joints.
Well, that unfortunately is the case with any kind of cartilage building supplement. When you look at the research, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Padel, the benefits seem to be greater with knee joints rather than in the back, and it may be activity related.
Yeah, most of the work has been done with knee joints, and as far as I know, the work has generally been done with injection into the knee joint.
Well, for the back?
No, I'm not familiar with the research regarding the back. Actually, I haven't really researched that avenue.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Madeline. Okay, Emma from Clifton, New Jersey.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm interested in knowing what is the difference between natokinase and Coumadin.
Okay, well, start with Coumadin. Coumadin is a potent drug which thins the blood. Alrighty, that's what it does. It doesn't... It really doesn't allow the blood to clot if you just have to take enough so that the blood won't clot, but if you cut yourself, you won't bleed to death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what Coumadin does. Keeps the blood, they call it a blood thinner. Natokinase is an enzyme derived from natto. The purpose of that is to sort of debreed the proteinaceous gunk that can build up along the inside of the blood vessels.
Are you saying natokinase?
Yes. That's what it's supposed to do.
It replaces the plasmin?
It what?
Replaces? It mimics the plasmin as we get older because it plasmin diminishes?
No, it's supposed to break down fibrin. It's supposed to break down clotty material. That's what natokinase is supposed to do. Jack, you want to weigh in a little?
The natokinase is a wonderful natural blood thinner. And as natural blood thinners go, it's probably the best one out there.
Okay, so natokinase is a blood thinner. We know fish oil can be helpful as a blood thinner. It seems like a great combination, natokinase and fish oil. All right, now,
what?
Doctors like Coumadin for some strange reason. If it's a short-term therapy, you know, you might live with it. If it's a long-term, then, you know, it causes other difficulties, you know, if you have to do that. Okay, Emma?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, you hear that music, that means I guess we're not going to have time for another call. Okay. You know, Solgar has just so many products, Jack, and we don't have time to go over all of them, but those of you who are looking for joint products or calcium bone products, Solgar just has tons and tons. And right now, it's time for Spelling Bee.
Elizabeth, the word is Chiodophilus.
Could you please repeat that?
Chiodophilus.
Definition, please.
A scientifically proven probiotic supplement which helps replenish good bacteria to promote healthy digestive and immune function.
Really? Wow. It does all that?
Yes. It's dairy-free and doesn't need refrigeration either.
Chiodophilus. Chiodophilus. Chiodophilus.
Pronounce yourself healthier with Chiodophilus Probiotics. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com, that's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega and Zyflamen, both now on sale at one-half price at Wilner Chemists. New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. Okay, Jack, so nice to have you with us today.
Hey, my pleasure. Very quick plug here. I take the Solgar Nattokinase. It's a great product.
All right. That's what we're here for. thanks for sharing. Okay, take care, Jack.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks to Noah and Ira for helping us out today in the control room. And stay tuned for The Heart Show with Fred Vanini at 4 o'clock, immediately following the Wilner Window. See you next Sunday, 2 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country.